Haggai chapter 2, for verse 20. And again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak unto Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts.
Perhaps just before we start looking at this portion, there is just one, if you bear with me a couple of minutes, one thought I would just like to reflect back on before we look to the future, as it were. And that is a word that came up twice in chapter 1 and chapter 2, which maybe I missed, but perhaps we passed by a little quickly. And I think it's a word that I don't really like, and maybe many of you don't like. I'm sure there are a lot of young people here that don't like this word. And that word is found in chapter 1, verse 14, and chapter 2, verse 4. And the word is work. We are being asked here, and I think there's this practical application to each one of us, that we have to do something. We need to work. And everyone here is told to work. Do you think that there weren't maybe young people here? There weren't elderly who may be ill or not so strong? It's everyone here, and everyone has to work. Now, it may not be that the weakest, the youngest, has to do the job of the fittest and the strongest. But I think we all know what our God, above all, knows what our abilities are. And he says, quite simply, we are to work. And I don't know any Hebrew, not enough. And these two words that are used here, I understand that they are two slightly different Hebrew words, and they have two slightly different meanings. And one of them, in the first chapter, is the kind of work that we really don't like, and that is to get a job, to do something. And it's something that we may find difficult, but I think it's important in our spiritual lives when we want to learn. Just like a job, you go every day to your work. Typically, there are some jobs a little different, but every day we got to work on something. So it should be in our spiritual lives. Every day we need to work on it. And we can't be late with it. Just like we're never late for work, although some of you may be. You shouldn't be. We should be trying to continually working in our spiritual lives as we have in our professional lives. The second work in chapter 2 is a slightly different one. And it means here, and please jump in if I have picked it up wrong, but I think this one here means to attend to something. And that has the repetitive requirement that the assembly has, the building up of the temple, as it were, this something we need to attend to. We cannot leave it to lie to waste. We cannot ignore it. We need to keep tending to it. There are some jobs that you need to keep doing, otherwise, with a machine, you need to keep going to it to make sure it operates. If you don't do it one day, it's going to collapse. You probably can't make what you need. So we need to keep tending to these things. So we have a busy function, each one of us, and what maybe one more so than the other. But we mustn't forget that what we're looking at here is the children of God. They had attacks from the outside. They gave up. They stopped the work. And here we're looking again at the work which has stopped because people are doing a different kind of work, the wrong kind of work. Well, not necessarily the wrong kind, but their focus, their attention is on the wrong things. We need to make sure that we are working and not just relying on God to do everything. He will provide what we need to do that work. So I trust that we don't forget that as we are working through our lives, certainly in the practical sense and the professional secular jobs we have, but also in our spiritual work as we are working towards the Lord's coming. So perhaps now as we're thinking about work, we can be encouraged by that which is to come. Well, we may not need to do the kind of work we don't like.
In verse 20, I assume that we are still in the ninth month.
Yes.
Right. It doesn't specify, but it seems obvious.
It's the second time the same day. Mm-hmm.
Also, something that may seem very simple is that in verse 10, it says, on the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai in verse 10. But here, in verse 20, it came to him. You notice that? The word came to him.
Interesting, I think, Samuel, earlier, the fact that how he addresses the people in a different ways. In the last message, he's only addressing Zerubbabel. He is the object. Everything must lead up to the glorification and honor of him. Everything else, the whole idea, it's not really the house that's that is the main object, but it's really the glorification of the true Zerubbabel in that day.